Homer arrives home and nearly gets run over. The family sit on the sofa, and when Homer presses a button on the remote, they turn into a caveman family, then a family of Romans. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. Marge finishes vacuuming and checks her stopwatch.
3 minutes, 40 seconds. A new personal best.
She notices Maggie's dummy on the floor.
Maggie?
The cleaner bag starts to move. Marge unzips it, releasing Maggie, who dusts herself off and readjusts her blue bow. Marge picks her up.
No one will ever know.
Mail call.
Anything good?
The George Foreman mail sorter will let us know.
The machine sorts the letters into good and bad slots. Homer toasts the bad side into a small lump, which he puts inside a bun and eats. Then he picks up a letter from the good slot.
Your family is invited to a free weekend at Stagnant Springs Spa.
Oh, that place is famous. It's where J-Lo hit P. Diddy upside the head with Gary Coleman.
Our attendants can take 10 years off your face and stick it in your boobs. And this place isn't just for gals anymore. It's also for vain, effeminate men.
Two assistants pin a man's face back with clothes pegs.
Kent Brockman?
Well, if you find this shocking, look at Tom Brokaw. Truly, that was the greatest regeneration.
This place blows. I'm gonna go float a baby Ruth down the mineral bath.
Don't worry, kids. We've got something just for you. Do you like Dr. Seuss?
No.
Then you'll love Dr. Masseuse.
Masseurs with blue hair and tall, stripy hats manipulating the Simpsons.
Bad posture has flubled and snozzled your neck. I'll stop talking like this if you write me a check.
Ooh, these turtles know just where the knots are. It just shows you God has a plan for every creature.
Yes, yes indeed.
A woman walking on Homer's back sinks in up to her knees.
Oh, help, please! Someone throw me a stick!
Don't struggle. You'll only sink faster.
Roll your eyes back into your head, focusing on your breathing. You should feel a pleasant tingling.
Ooh, I do, I do!
Now get down on all fours with your rear in the air.
What position is this?
The American taxpayer. The American taxpayer.
Homer's in the steam room. He suddenly notices a naked Rainier Wolf castle.
Oh my God, a naked celebrity. Be cool. Don't stare at his famous wing.
Ha ha ha, go ahead, look. The whole world already saw it in nudist camp, Commandant. I want nothing!
Wrapping a towel around him, Rainier marches out. A hooded figure creeps up to tamper with the steam room settings, turning the heat from invigorating to murder, then locking the door with a spanner.
Do not use steam room if you are overweight or have a heart condition.
No!
Wait a minute, I'm not wearing a shirt!
Homer runs to the door and wrenches at it, but the spanner holds fast, and he soon collapses from the heat. Krusty the Clown frees Homer.
Who ordered the steam Gentile?
Steam Gentile.
Don't worry, us pigs will catch this killer. Now, Mr. Simpson, is it possible you're living a double or triple life that your wife doesn't know about?
Triple? No, definitely no.
You have to do something to protect my husband.
Where on my badge does it say anything about protecting people?
Second word, Chief.
Thanks, Princeton Pete. Now, your case requires someone who understands the twisted mind of a murderer. And I know just where to find him.
Paris?
No, not Paris.
I'm never gonna go to Paris.
A maximum security prison.
These are our most dangerous criminals, each one crazier than the last. Come to think of it, he should be there, and this guy should be over there.
Wait, you saying he's crazier than I am?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Decapitating Harry. Now move it.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think this was a great place to bring the children.
It still beats Disney's California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, boy, that was... So, which one of these psychos is going to help me catch my killer?
He's right in here.
Access denied.
Oh, fine. I gotta use a fork.
A door slides open to reveal Sideshow Bob, chained up by the hair and wrists.
Hello, Bart.
Sideshow Bob!
Oh, come now. We've been through so much together. Just call me Bob.
Bob!
All right, Bob. If you help us catch the guy trying to kill Homer, we'll make it worth your while.
What could you possibly offer me?
Your pick of roles in the prison musical. This year, I think it's Man of La Mancha.
Yeah, Don Quixote, Sancho Panza, Dr. Carrasco. You know, they're all great parts.
Ugh, what a great show. I wish it was today. So what do you say, Bob?
Fair enough.
A guard sets him free.
Now I will need round-the-clock access to all the Simpsons, especially Bart.
Well, then, you might as well stay with us. We serve the same meat the prisons do.
Wait. Bob can't stay with us. This man has tried to kill me so much it's not funny anymore.
Don't worry, son. We have ways of making him compliant.
Dad, I can't believe you're putting my life at risk to save your own.
You'll understand someday when you have kids.
Now, if he even looks at you funny, this shock darter will set him straight. And don't try taking it off, because it's taped to your leg hair, and that really hurts.
Oh, come now. As gentlemen, surely we can just agree to... God!
Sorry.
Fair enough. But now that we know what it can do, there's no need to... Mother!
Oh, you don't even have to point it at him.
Homer, think carefully. Of all the people you have known, who might have reason to do you ill?
Well, there's Mr. Burns, Fat Tony, the Emperor of Japan, ex-President Bush.
The late Frank Grimes.
PBS, Stephen Hawking, the fat little Dixie chick.
And the state of Florida.
How can one ordinary man have so many enemies?
I'm a people person who drinks.
Ah. Homer, in order to identify your assailant, I must follow you through the course of a normal day. Just do what you usually do, and the killer will reveal himself.
Gotcha.
Hang gliding.
This is a normal day.
I just wanted to impress you.
Welcome to your Springfield Mardi Gras headquarters. Cast your vote now for this year's king.
Mardi Gras, eh? Didn't last year's king have to abdicate because he married a commoner?
And I do it again. But I do miss the Royal Crown Cola.
Ah, yes, the Quickie Mart. I haven't been here since I robbed it dressed as Krusty. My one successful crime.
You were quite the gentleman. Today's robbers, they are all smash and grab. You understood the dance.
Our time is passing, old friend.
If you two country hens are finished clucking, I'd like to buy a copy of Jugs and Ammo.
Well, we've settled that argument. You can't read a magazine and drive.
Look, Junior, I expect this to be fixed with quality GM parts.
But your car was built in Croatia. It's made from old Soviet tanks.
Just fix it, Mr. Sass Wrench.
Homer, please. The last thing you need is more enemies.
Right. I'm counting the pennies in the ashtray. There's two.
Sideshow Bob sets up a dummy of Homer.
The trap is set. The killer will think this dummy is you out for an evening stroll. Now we'll lie in wait, like hungry Cassius for noble Caesar.
You're so smart. Shock him.
Bart presses a button, sending Bob into spasms.
Ooh, someone's coming!
Now who's the sociopath, huh?
Mo! He's got a dark side I've never dreamed of.
Well, mystery solved. Wait a moment.
Patty and Selma.
These are... Go.
These are Homer's friends and family. They don't want him dead. They just want him to suffer.
Willie drives a hoe into the Homer dummy.
Thank you, Lord.
Homer starts beating up the dummy.
Once I kill you, everyone will think I'm the real Homer.
None of this seems odd to you.
At Moe's, Bob's throwing darts.
Say, Bob, how come you were never able to kill Bart?
Yeah, kids should be real simple to kill.
I just come up behind him with a knife and slit his throat real quick like...
Guys, Bob is my only hope. Back off and give him some room to think.
Homer, if I could write haikus while skinheads beat me with soap, I can concentrate anywhere.
A gun pokes through the door and shoots, just missing Homer. The door swings back and forth, stopping abruptly, then starting up again.
Oh my God, it's getting closer!
My poor jaw. Oh, why didn't I take more photos? Ah.
A selection of framed photos on the wall, showing Moe with his jar in various positions, including lazing together on a beach.
Here's an interesting clue. Homer's assailant left a black smudge on the spa invitation. This could be the breakthrough I thought I could get it while it was in the recharger.
Bart shocks him again.
What's wrong?
I don't know how we ever had fun without him.
We now return to That 30 Show.
Hey, Pop, where's the crank on this Victrola?
Why, it's the latest model. From now on, the only crank in this house is your Aunt Gladys.
For your information, I'm cranky because I've got polio.
Tom Shales gave this show a good review. And I'm the one in prison!
Bob, I know you're enjoying Fall Preview Week, but I was wondering if you made any progress towards finding Homer's killer.
No, I haven't. Go ahead, shock me.
Well, just a little one. It's stuck!
Marge bangs the remote against the wall.
Listen, Homer, I don't know who your killer is, but I do know he'll strike again. Your only hope is to stay completely out of sight.
Very well. I am gone!
He hides behind a curtain, which falls down.
Don't look at me!
Homer Simpson?
Right here.
You've been elected King of Mardi Gras!
Good things do happen to bad people.
Honey, the King of Mardi Gras has to ride around on a float all day. You'll be a sitting duck.
Marge, you're embarrassing me in front of the drag queen.
It's Mardi Gras time in Springfield. This year's Mardi Gras King is none other than local hothead Homer Simpson. Long live the King. In a related story, Homer Simpson may not have long to live.
Homer, it's a trap. You only won because somebody stuffed the ballot box with these.
Nonetheless, the people have spoken.
But I'm afraid you'll get hurt.
Marge, this is a way to flush this killer out once and for all and get drunk on a Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday, and you've had 6 beers.
But I'm not drunk.
At the Mardi Gras...
The killer is out there. I would stake my entire fortune of cigarettes on it.
Now, Bob, I know you're concerned, but don't worry. I have operatives working the crowd.
So, you're from Tempe? I'm from Chicago.
Whoa, I'm so drunk. I'm gonna puke. You ever get that feeling beautiful?
Dressed as a king, Homer waves from his float.
America loves its kings, from George III to Larry.
Men shoot another man dead.
Just Italians.
This float's already moving. I didn't even hear the engine start.
Yeah, it's really running quiet. Some mechanic tuned it up right before the parade.
A mechanic?
Bob remembers the oily fingerprint on the letter, the mechanic wiping his hands with an oily cloth, and the spanner holding the steam room door shut.
That's it! Homer, you must get off that float! The brake line has been cut!
Oh, my Good! Attention, drunken idiots! This is your king! Sacrifice yourself to slow me down!
People throw themselves into the street.
Hey, how about some beads?
They're not for dudes!
That's cool.
Dad's heading straight for the Museum of Swordfish!
That museum has been nothing but trouble since it opened.
Must save Buffoon!
Bob runs over to a float with a pirate ship on it and lights the cannon. He shoots out of it as Homer hurtles towards the Museum of Swordfish. Bob lifts him off his throne just in time.
I did it! Mua! You saved my life!
I've saved a life, and it feels wonderful. And yet, I could just as easily drop you to your death.
Don't be so sure. I got my legs wrapped around your ass pretty tight.
Everything going dark. Like Dust Out, the beer that made Ireland famous. I love you, Doris.
Ooh, we're up so high. Where could that shot have come from?
There's your killer.
Well, duh. Your king needs these stilts.
Jesus is our only king.
Not anymore.
There he is.
On stilts, Homer and Bob hurry after the masked assailant, who's also on stilts. He crosses a road into an alleyway, then comes to a high brick wall. He turns to face Homer and Bob, baring his teeth. He has the name Junior on his shirt.
I know you. You're my mechanic, Junior.
Frank Grimes, Junior.
Frank Grimes?
Don't you remember? Your ape-like incompetence drove my father insane.
Frank Grimes?
What's this? Extremely high voltage. Well, I don't need safety gloves because I'm Homer
A headstone with Frank Grimes, Homer's enemy, engraved on it.
Oh, yeah. How is old Grimey?
He's dead, like you should be.
Whoop! Oh, wait. Frank Grimes wasn't married. How could he have a son?
Dad, I figured it out. The murderer is...
We know, Frank Grimes Jr.
Huh? Precisely.
Take him away, boys.
An officer on stilts cuffs him.
That's nice work, Bob. Now give him the rhino tranks.
A dart is fired into Bob's neck.
If I can trank out just one freak on stilts, I know I've done my job.
You're living the dream, Chief.
Dad, I'm really glad you're still alive.
Yeah, it's every parent's dream to outlive their children. Good night, son.
Hello, Bart. Looking for this?
Bob throws the remote out of the window.
Now I'm going to take some advice that was given to me by Lenny and kill you without delay.
He pulls out a knife.
I can't do it.
Huh? Why not?
Well, I guess I've, dear God, grown accustomed to your face. I've grown accustomed to his face. And dreams of gouging out his eyes. I've grown accustomed to my hate, my plans to lacerate. To disembowel, to hear him howl. The very reason that I live is plotting how to watch him die.
Bart, turn down that original cast recording and go to sleep.
I know this chubby scalawag has made my life a living hell. Surely, if I drank his blood, I'd be at peace, but well.
You've grown accustomed to my face.
This isn't a duet.
Sorry.
I've grown accustomed to your fear, accustomed to revenge, accustomed to
your face.
Bob leaves through the window.
We shall meet again, old friend. But now I must steal away into the night.
Some birds in a nest are pecking at the remote, sending spasms of shock through Sideshow Bob.